And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're live at the Hyatt Regency Long Beach, the Fred Hall Long Beach Show, day four today of this incredible show here. And we have all the chiefs here from the Department of Fish and Wildlife here, including Director Chuck Bonham and all of his enforcement people, as well as the people that make the rules here in California for our fisheries. It's going to be a great show. We have Bart Hall here and a lot more. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new, because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at sandiegocountyford.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. The best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including a complete selection of Cousins Tackle rods. No one has a better selection of Cousins Tackle saltwater rods than Fisherman's Landing Tackle. A must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaska dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish. Burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live here at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach, and man, what a cool show you have lined up today.
Yes, indeed. Fantastic show here at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. Bart Hall, It's been a whale of a show, hasn't it?
It's been a whale of a show. It's been a great 3 days.
Sounds like you and Ricky went to the same voice coach last night.
I think that was the Basil Hayden voice coach.
Indeed. So, all week long, been just fantastic crowds,
yeah.
And I have never seen more tackle roll by the Let's Talk Hookup booth than this year.
I was just explaining to Chief Bess here that you should have been here on Wednesday to watch those people running from the front entrance over to Turner's at the Fisherman's Landing, just running as fast as they could go. And then stuff just flying out of here. It really was amazing.
Yeah. I've been putting up Instagrams on our Instagram, Hookup 1090, all week. And the first one I did was the line on Wednesday. I've never seen anything like it.
That was a pretty big line. You know, last year we set some attendance records, and we're already ahead of last year. So
that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's great news. And you know, we kind of expected it with the great fishing we've had all year, but it's been fun. People are having a good time, and not just buying stuff. They're having a good time. They're filling the seminar rooms. They're telling stories. They're showing fish pictures.
Yeah.
It's been great.
It's got to be because of Craig Pobbs, I'm sure.
I'm sure it was absolutely because of Craig.
Absolutely, yeah.
Anyway. That's Craig applauding for himself.
Yeah. Nice job. So what are some of the key things that you have seen here, Mark?
Oh, well, for me, this is the best boat show we have ever produced. And when you come into the off of the arena side, of course, there's two entrances, one on Pine Street, one off of Shoreline. You'll see that we have assembled more boats here than we ever have before, and great boats. We are now officially California's largest boat show.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're the world's largest sport fishing show. We're California's largest boat show. And it's also a world-class international travel and hunting event. So our hunting has expanded, the boats have expanded, the fishing tackle has expanded. We have more booths than we've ever had. We moved some things around. We put the fly casting outdoors, filled that all up. We still have our dive section. That's expanded. So everything's just going big and strong. In the seminars, you know, 400 seminars, there's been some great seminars. We're going to have, of course, the highlight for me this year will be the seminar we have at 1:30 today with the panel. And then Chief Bess will be giving a seminar at 3:30 where he's going to talk about the partnership between ethical hunters and anglers and an enforcement part of the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Yeah, you mentioned the boats. You're right. I've never seen so many boats. I know one of our sponsors, Inland Boat Center, they have a lot of boats there and a lot of big boats, too, inside the hall.
Mark is a great guy,
and
he has some wonderful boats. Of course, everybody knows how good Defiance is for this market.
Yes.
But he's also trying to introduce that Arima boat, which is very popular up north, and he's trying to get it started down here.
Those are cool boats.
Cool. Are they cool?
Yeah.
I think they call them the biggest little boat in the world.
That's exactly what they are.
Pretty awesome. And also, of course, our friend Kevin Kelly with the Parkers has got a lot of big boats inside, and that's just in the main arena, right?
Yeah, I think that, you know, since Harold Davis doesn't make boats anymore, Parker makes the next best one, you know? So
yeah, they're pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
So then you go into the arena, and then there's a lot of big boats in there, freshwater, saltwater. Of course, Rick Grover has his Anglers Marine boats all over the place. And a 400-horsepower Mercury. Did you see that, Rick?
You see, it's giant.
That thing
giant.
Is huge.
Yeah, that's a whole, that room there, you have to go in. A lot of guys don't go in there if they come off of Pine Street. You need to go in there. We have more cruisers on display than the next biggest show in California. Matter of fact, we've already sold a big cruiser, not for fishing. We also sold a Nordic high-performance boat the very first day. I mean, we're not supposed to do that. We're a fishing show. But it's not anymore. This is the boat show for California, so I'm really excited about that. I've been working on that for about 40 years. So.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, Bart. And of course, it starts at 10 o'clock this morning at the Long Beach Convention Center, goes to 8:30 tonight, and then one more time tomorrow at 10 o'clock, right?
10 to 7 tomorrow, 10 to 8:30 today. These are the two big days. You know, there's so much to see and do here that these are the days that a lot of people come so that they can try to get everything in and see everything as best as possible.
And we're going to have Fred Hall show weather, too. Perfect time to be inside and see all the great stuff as the precipitation may come finally here to Southern California.
And when you're walking through, when you get by John Petty's booth, there's a poster there that my wife made. This is our 70th anniversary. And you get to see my mom and dad there.
That's a great
poster. Isn't that a great poster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really cool.
It really gets me every time I walk by there. So if you've been around a long time, you'll appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, we have quite an esteemed panel of guests here on our show here. And to start with Director of Department of Fish and Wildlife, Director Bonham, good morning.
Pete, how are you?
Doing terrific. And you have brought all of, shall we say, all of your chiefs who run the Fish and Wildlife with you, right?
That's true. We're trying something different this year, but let me thank you and Rick. This is, I think, the third or fourth year y'all have made time for me to come down and do the radio show in the morning, and I actually look forward to it each year. It's a spot on the calendar. I know I can get down to Southern California and spend some time with you. It's been a ton of fun, but this year we're going to try something new.
Well,
to my, if you're in the audience here at the Hyatt, and if you're not yet, you should be, so get on down here. I've got Dr. Craig Schumann, who's the manager of all of the department's marine region work. So all 1,100 miles of coastline and everything that's going on in the ocean is his gig. And, Pete, I think you're helping him achieve a lifetime dream. He's a huge fan of your show. He's got it haunted at home all the time. And I think his buddies are listening right now. And he's going to get huge props this afternoon.
All right. Fantastic. Welcome, Craig.
We've also got Stafford Lair, who for a long time has been our fisheries branch chief, but is now also our acting wildlife and fisheries. So all the inland trout stuff, all the hunting, all the conservation, all the regulations around that is in his wheelhouse. And then lastly, we brought Chief Bess. David Bess is our chief for all of our law enforcement divisions, so the wildlife officers out on the boats in the ocean and on the land. That's his responsibility.
Fantastic. That's now, I also met Rod Butler, who's the captain of the Coho, one of your enforcement boats here that we've many of us have seen at the various islands and coastal spots here enforcing the regulations and such like that.
Yep. And last year, this year I didn't get a chance to do it, but last year we went out on the Coho and kind of tinked around. And I'm not sure exactly what they're up to, but they looked like they were having fun getting in the water, swimming, checking out lobster traps around the port. So that was a ton of fun
last year. Doing the job, yeah. Well, so what are some of the issues that have come up in the last 365 days since you chatted with our listeners here?
Oh, nothing. It's been really quiet.
Nothing really, yeah.
Really easy. You know, Pete, listening to y'all, it's been a mixed bag for us at the department. There's really great stories, and there's stuff that we're just never seeing before. So Rick and I were chatting, and I mean, y'all are coming off one of the best, if not the best, fishing seasons ever down here, and it's showing. You got energy, you got enthusiasm, you got people getting reengaged, spending money here at the show. But we've also got stuff going on in the ocean we've never seen before. I mean, we're finding species that are coming because of this warm ocean condition that we've really never seen at this level of abundance before. Things like Colorado snapper, Pacific triple tail, blue stripe, and just take tuna as an example. In the last 10 years, 87% of the total recreational bluefin tuna landed in U.S. waters have occurred in 14 and 15.
Wow.
I mean, you're talking about
that's going on
in the ocean, which is, on one hand, good for fishing. But if you go up north, north of San Francisco, we've got kind of the opposite on the good front. I mean, we're seeing large stretches of the coast north of San Francisco devoid of their historical kelp forests. Our scientists are calling it a sea urchin barren right now. We're looking at very likely a reduced opportunity for ocean salmon fishing this year compared to last year. We've seen 2 years in a row where our winter run Chinook that are swimming back up to Sacramento, we're having 95% mortality rate in our young fish there. So there's kind of a good news, bad news across the whole mix of what we're involved in. The department's budget, on the other hand, is healthy and strong. It's as high as it's ever been in our entire history at $586 million. We've got more wildlife officers than we've ever had, ever. Those are things I attribute to the leadership of Chief Bess and Governor Brown. So we've got a mixed bag. We're still in drought, even though it's going to rain today. Knock on wood, it keeps raining. We need you to conserve water. Every drop of water you conserve helps us with trout and terrestrial species.
So when you say there's the issues with the coast there with salmon, kelp, and such, is that because of the warm water?
Look, there's a lot going on in the ocean, right? It's a complex ecosystem, and it's really difficult to get science down to the level of direct causation sometimes, meaning X happens and Y is the response. We have a lot of information and scientific record showing strong correlation between trends. But if you're just the general public watching in the last year, there's odd stuff going on, from the warmest kind of blob of water to huge algal blooms to a domoic acid outbreak up in our northern waters we've never seen before that has caused us to shut down and have not reopened our Dungeness crab fishery. So there's something going on. I happen to believe it's related to our broader kind of climatological patterns underway, but that's part of what our scientists are trying to sort through. I don't expect an answer tomorrow that, yes, it's absolutely this factor, but I think this warming trend in the ocean has to be one of the kind of top-tier causal factors.
Sure. Craig, you have some input on that. I know that the marine region is your zone, and we're seeing a lot of weird stuff down here in the south. I know you're covering the whole state, so any input on that?
Yeah, well, thanks, Pete. And I think as Director Bonham mentioned, it's a combination of factors that we're seeing. Unusually warm water. We had the blob off of the west coast of the United States. This was a huge mass of warm water, the likes of which we've never seen before. Couple that with one of the largest El Nino events we've ever seen, and it's just made for some very interesting conditions. I was out in the water yesterday down south there, and I couldn't believe how warm the water was. I looked, checked the buoys. I think it was 63 or 64 for the middle of March.
Yeah.
You know, this is things we haven't seen before. So it's been great for fishing for guys down in the southern portion of the state, as Director Bonham mentioned. We've seen fish that we haven't seen before. We've seen record catches. Another stat of the 31 recreationally caught wahoos sampled by department staff over the last 10 years, 29 of those fish were landed in 2015.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was something we've never seen before. Pretty amazing.
Hey, Pete, before we go too far today, listeners or those in the audience, when we get around to questions, which we really look forward to, almost all questions are fair game except for hyper-personal ones. I mean, part of our job is to get out here and take the tough questions,
sure.
And if we're not doing that, we're kind of hiding from our responsibility. And for our staff here on the panel and anybody else, just call me Chuck. Director kind of scares me.
Okay. Yeah. And indeed, we want to commend you and your staff for coming here and facing the crowd, too, which, like you say, open game. You can ask them questions, and except for hyper-personal ones, like you say. And it's quite an opportunity, I think, more unique than anybody I've ever seen in any other state. I don't think there's any other state or even the federal government that does anything like this.
Yeah, part of that is shaped by my own experience. You know, so this is my first gig in government. I think I'm about 4.5 years into it. And I've mentioned on your show before to your listeners, you know, I come from the trout conservation world. I spent about a decade working for Trout Unlimited in California. And, you know, my experience in that field told me that you got to have access to those that are making the decisions, or you're not really engaged in kind of transparent policy making. So that's part of us showing up and taking questions around the state.
Yeah, well, we have a great show lined up for you today. Come on down to the Hyatt Regency. We have plenty of seats up front here. Join us. We got an unbelievable lineup of prizes here we're going to be giving away to our live studio audience, and a lot to talk about today.
Yeah, you're not kidding. What more can you say? I mean, you nailed it. It's such a unique opportunity. We're really looking forward to hearing your phone calls, and that's what's going to make this show so great is everybody's perspective and questions, and it's going to be a great time, and I couldn't agree more. There's no better way than to just come down here. It's super easy to find the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach, and a great opportunity and a great venue for you to come to our live studio audience. And if you do, boy, we have got an awesome opportunity. If you'd like to ask a question of anybody here on the panel, we would certainly love to hear from you. Just see Gary here, see Roger, see any of the guys. Let them know that you'd like to ask a question. They're going to get your information, and we'd love to have you come to our stand-up microphone. And not only are you going to get a chance to talk to everybody from the department, but you're also going to get an opportunity to win a fantastic prize. At the end of the show today, every person who steps up to the microphone is going to be eligible to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Piahi frame, which is my personal favorite. The Piahi is the one that I wear all the time. It's the Dorado frame, which is a very cool kind of Dorado-looking frame, and it's got that bronze HCL lens, so it's a really, really nice pair of Maui Jims. to one lucky caller at the end, not caller, but stand-up microphone participant. So we're really looking forward to that. And then we certainly haven't forgot about you on the phones. If you're driving up here looking forward to seeing the Fred Hall Show and want to give us a call this morning, there's two ways that you can reach us. 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local line. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. That's the call. If you want to give us a shout and talk to the boys here on the panel, going to be a great time. And as Pete mentioned, too, you got to come to this live broadcast because we have so much fun stuff to give away during the breaks. Full raffles. No, everything's free. Just come on, hang out with us, and you're going to have a shot at winning a great prize.
Yeah, I might mention while we're talking about giving away that pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, you know, the Maui Jim guys are here. Maui Mikey's here, right. And they have a great display at the Dana Landing booth of Maui Jim's. They've been selling up a bunch, and they have an optometrist here. If you have prescriptions, you can get a prescription right on the spot and order your pair of custom Maui Jim's. And they also have several My Maui custom frames, including readers and such like that, in the booth ready to sell. So go by and check out the Maui Jim booth. And, of course, if you join CCA, you have a chance to win a couple of pairs of Maui Jims, too.
That's
so
cool.
That's
going to
be great.
The uniqueness about the Maui Jim display at Dana Landing is it's a huge display of Maui Jims that's being presented by fishermen. So you might go to a sunglass shop and see a bunch of Maui Jims, but these guys order so many fisherman-friendly style glasses, things with a little more wrap, things with a little more coverage, and you know, they order so many of those My Maui, so there might be a fishing-friendly frame that only comes with a gray lens, but they special order it with an HT lens, and there's so much stuff that's just for what we do. It's an awesome one. Hey, when we come back, we got a ton of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Again, if you want to get through on the phones, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. We're going to be giving away two tickets to the Del Mar Show to one of our lucky callers there, and when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, tons of information. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Brace yourself for the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore 4-strokes. They're lighter, faster, stronger, smarter, and they're innovation award winners. These intimidating V6 300, 250, and 225 horsepower Predators are engineered to be offshore tough. Still, Yamaha's lightweight design makes these outboards up to 73 pounds lighter than 300 horsepower competitors. They're also faster and smarter than their peers. Up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM. Add all that to a powerful class-leading 4.2 liters of big bore V6 displacement and you have a definite competitive advantage. And now, these offboards are available with the advanced precision of Helmmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Power, precision, efficiency, reliability, the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore 4-strokes. They're miles ahead of the competition, and they're at a dealer near you. Meet them today at your local Yamaha dealer. Helmmaster available with V6 is purchased only as part of new boat packages from boat builder partners.
Stop by the giant Turner's Outdoorsman booth at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. Over 10,000 square feet of tremendous savings for the first-time angler to the seasoned veteran. The Turner's Outdoorsman booth will have unbelievable specials so crazy they are only available at the show. Here are just a few. The largest stock of Avet Blems ever at unbelievable prices. Seaguar Premier and Pink Label. Buy 50 yards, get 25 free. The hook selection is enormous at the Turner's Outdoorsman booth and all on sale. Buy two, get one free on Mustad, Gamakatsu, and Trocar. The best tackle guys from around the Turner's Outdoorsman stores will be there to help. Make the Turner's Outdoorsman booth your first stop to load up for the upcoming fishing season. Turner's Outdoorsman at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach, where the deals can't be beat.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandNarrow.com. It's unique.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, again live here at the Long Beach Show, the Hyatt Regency here in Long Beach. Get ready for the big Fred Hall Show, the Saturday mega day. It is going to be a monster.
It is. 10 o'clock this morning, everything opens, but come on down now. We have a lot of prizes to give away and a great live show here at the Hyatt Regency. Come on down, grab a cup of coffee, some breakfast, and enjoy the show. We'll be doing it again tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m., and thankfully, no time change, so it's regular 7 o'clock, Ricky's favorite day for sure. Ken is here from Long Beach. Thanks for coming down to the Hyatt with us, Ken. Good morning.
Ken. Morning, gentlemen. I have a follow-up question. I asked this last year when you gentlemen were here about the health of the abalone population in the Channel Islands, if there's been any other further studies, if you foresee that it might open someday for sport diving. I did a lot of that in the 70s and 80s, and it's been closed for quite a while. Also, whether the warm water event has had an effect on the abalone.
Good question, yeah.
That's a great question, Ken, and a difficult one. Ken mentions he asked last year, so I got to quickly think about what I might have said last year. But, you know, this is an easier panel for me in some respect because I got the real experts with me. So I'm going to ask Dr. Schumann if he wants to tackle that. We've been spending a lot of time working with our stakeholders around abalone. And also, for that matter, lobster, and are pretty close to completing our kind of first fisheries management plan on lobster. So, Craig, you want to take us through abalone and lobster?
Sure. Thank you for the question on abalone. We are seeing a lot of recovery of greens and pinks, so anyone that's been doing any diving in Southern California has likely seen a lot more greens and pinks than we have in the past. We're not quite at fishery levels yet. So we're currently in the middle of developing a fishery management plan for red abalone on the north coast, reevaluate how that recreational fishery is doing. As Chuck mentioned, we're seeing some strange things going on up there. We've seen some changes in that abalone population. We've seen starving abalone for the first time, you know, climbing up on the tips of kelp. You know, real interesting behavior that has us concerned. We had that harmful bloom a couple years ago in the mass die-off event, so we changed some regulations as part of that. Once we get done with that FMP for the North Coast, we're going to be taking a look at Southern California. We hope recovery will continue. We hope to get a fishery open at some point in the future. I don't expect it'll be anytime soon.
It's been how many years, Craig?
Early 90s.
Yeah, I was going to say, because when I was a kid, we used to dive quite a bit for abalone, and it seemed like the population was healthy. What happened?
A number of things happened. So we had a combination of over-harvest and a disease event called withering syndrome. Mm-hmm. And as you know, probably folks remember back when, even I remember, you know, 20, 30 years ago, black abalone stacked one on top of each other in the intertidal, just layers upon layers. You don't see that anymore. We're starting to see some comeback. We're hoping that there's been some disease resistance, that disease is still out there in the water. The bacteria that causes that is out there, but we're starting to see some resistance to it. Seems to be associated with warmer water, so if we're seeing more warm water events, that may be problematic in terms of recovery. White abalone is another, you know, potential success story. So white abalone is a federally listed endangered species.
Oh, wow.
A deeper water species. We've got a Section 6 grant from the National Marine Fisheries Service to do restoration work. So we're cultivating white abalone in our Bodega Bidet Marine Lab. We're trying to outplant those little guys, trying to bring that population back up. We're doing deep water ROV surveys to look for populations to see where these, you know, the few remaining individuals are to try to keep that species here in California.
Hey, two things on this, Pete, and kind of taking Ken's question a step farther. Look, generally speaking, these species have incredible resiliency in their DNA. And if anglers aren't hopeful, you know, they don't have much of anything else, right? I mean, all of y'all have spent time fishing, and you've got to keep that eternal hope alive. So we're also seeing when there are some species not doing well, increased opportunity elsewhere. Like way up north, we've been able to increase the recreational opportunity for our anglers on Pacific halibut. And, you know, some of the work we've been doing around groundfish looks like over time we may be able to bring some of those stocks back. So, that, you know, again, there's a good news, kind of bad news across all these species, and it's also a complicated management world. We've got federal species managed by the feds out in federal water. We've got Fisheries Management Council, which is all the states and the feds trying to sort through this. And then we've got state-managed species, which are strictly exclusively ours to manage. And in that state-managed world, we've really not done much at the department trying to go through each species and put a management plan on it so we can make sure, looking forward, we can keep those stocks healthy or bring them back so we get increased opportunity.
All right, very good. Yeah. Good question, Ken. Thanks a lot for coming down. Let's go ahead and jump on the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, why don't we start it off this morning with Matt, who's calling us from La Mesa. Matt, thanks for getting us started here on the phones.
Hey, good morning, guys. Got an opportunity to go to the show this year, which is nice. Missed it last year. And I just encourage everybody out there listening and in the audience to definitely jump on that CCA initiative. Gets you in the show for free. And besides all the coupons for all the raffles inside, there's a great one for Kent Custom Reels, which is the KK Pono Wahoo Bomb coupon that is available, and that saves you $25 right there.
Yeah, you That's buy awesome. One, get one free. We were talking about that earlier with Ken and the gang this morning. It's a heck of a deal in there.
Definitely jump on that opportunity, and also we should be thankful that we have the fishing game out there to give us the opportunities to fish the way we do and catch what we catch, because without them, who knows what the fishery system and the ecosystem would be like.
No doubt about
well said,
it.
Matt.
Hey, thanks, Matt. Appreciate the call this morning. David is here from Torrance. David, are you hanging out up here at the Hyatt Regency? You still around? David, come on up to the mic here.
So while
Jump
Dave,
up to the mic here.
While David's making his way up here, I got to ask you, how many people still refer to you as fishing game, as fishing wildlife? Because I don't think I've ever even consciously tried to say, and I still fishing game as rolls off.
Hey, look, so my grandmother used to say, I don't care what you call me, just call me.
Yeah. That's it.
I just had a quick question that always keeps coming up, and I'm not too familiar as far as fishing, you know, like breakwalls or jetties, and somebody had asked where you need a license as far as a jetty type. I know, I believe if it's man-made, you do, and if not, you don't. I don't know if that's right or wrong. I want to provide the right answer, so I figured this be the
good
this
good
be
question.
The opportunity to
Absolutely.
Ask.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for coming to Hyatt.
Yeah, it's public. Hi. Thanks for the question. It's publicly owned. Is what it is. So it's publicly owned jetties or breakwalls.
Publicly owned jetties or breakwalls, you do need a license?
Do not.
You do no, not.
Do
okay.
Not.
So like and what about a pier?
Piers are good.
Okay. What about the beach?
The beach you'd have to.
Yes.
You do have a license.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's only publicly owned.
Publicly owned. So so why would the beach be different than a pier? I'm just kind of curious about how you differentiate all that.
Well, I think the beach is treated just the same relative to, and historically the public pier was where it was covered in the Constitution, actually, back going to the California Constitution and having availability open to constituents. Beaches weren't originally included in that.
Interesting.
And it's man-made structures.
Man-made structures. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Good question. Never knew the answers to that. Yeah. Very good. Very good stuff's there. Gary White, our main man in the booth, is here. Gary, where are you? Come on up. You know you have a question for the guys here. And thanks for... And Roger and the Cowboy and Bob have been helping us out in the booth, and we sure thank them for helping us out here at the Fred Hall Show. So thanks, Gary, for being here.
What's up, Gary?
Hey, good morning, everybody. I had a comment more than a question, but I also want to talk with Bart. You know, this is a family show. One of the things is the value of it is great. Where else can anybody go and see this many vendors in one day? If you can see this many vendors in one day, if you had to drive around Southern California or around the nation to see all these people, it'd take months. And I see all the fun that the kids are having, the trout are biting, the ducks are running. This is just a great family day for the value.
Yeah, that's a good point. Miles and miles of travel are here, right here, you can walk to. At the Long Beach Convention Center.
Correct.
All right. Thanks, Gary, for all
Thank
your
you,
help.
Gary.
Appreciate that. If you want to join us, step up to the mic here. You have a chance to win the Maui Jim sunglasses. See Gary, one of the guys here, and we'll put you in the rotation here, get you up to talk to our great panel of DFW people here. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Harry in La Jolla, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Harry, good morning.
Yeah, my question is for anybody in the panel. The current regulations permit the Hawaiian throw net to be used north of Point Conception. It is not permitted south of the point. My question is, one, why? And two, is it possible that that could change so that we can get bait using those nets?
Hey, Harry, great question. I don't know if I can tell you why. But what I can promise is in the next hour and a half, we'll get busy kind of seeing if we can ping an expert who's not sitting with me, and I'll make sure we try to update the rationale for that. And if, frankly, we can't give you a good rationale, then that ought to answer your second question, which is whether we're open to considering a change.
It's a, you know, and that is, you know, in many, many states, they rely on the throw nets to catch their bait. Of course, we're very fortunate here in Southern California. We have phenomenal bait haulers here, the Everingham brothers up and then others up and down the coast here. Other states don't have that. But it would be kind of an interesting deal and to find out why it isn't allowed in Southern California.
Yeah. And Pete, let me take it a step farther.
Okay.
I anticipate a lot of questions about why 10 feet from X marker, such and such regulation applies, and 10 feet the other direction, it doesn't. Those are fantastic questions. You may stump the panel on some of these hyper-specific details, but generally speaking, I don't think we make it easy for y'all. I mean, if you take a look, for example, our inland fishing regs, it's like the, some of this may not make sense to y'all, but it's like the Winchester Mystery House, which is this house up in San Jose that a real eccentric owner built room on room on room on room on after tens of years, and you get lost wandering through the house. So we've got this mammoth set of regulations. Some of it's like one big run-on sentence, and literally you crack it open, you try to figure out where to go trout fishing, and it says from that tree to that boulder is open, from the gray boulder to the fifth house is closed. So we're in a modernization effort led by Stafford Lair trying to streamline all that, get it based on coordinates and GPS, and then make it electronically available. It's 2016, for crying out loud. So behind the scenes, y'all may never see that we're trying to bring a lot of the department's work up to kind of the modern era in that kind of digital data information way.
Very good.
Pete and Chuck, excuse me. It's 75 years of arcane, mysterious regulations, and we really owe it to the public to be able to clearly show where you can fish and where you can't fish. When I have enforcement staff or other staff tell me I don't fish a particular area because I don't know when I am legal, that's not acceptable.
So as Director Bonham said, our goal this year, we've slipped a little bit because of drought response, but we had an intent, it'll probably be next year or shortly thereafter, to simplify and streamline our regulations and have map-based applications that you can call up on any electronic device. When you're fishing in an area, you click on it and say, I'm here, what is the reg to fish there? And be simplistic and understandable. And a lot of these regulations are designed to hopefully provide opportunity, like if there's a sensitive fish at a sensitive time. Well, some of those conditions have changed. They were designed and written 50, 60 years ago, and they've just carried on legacy. If I showed you a map of one regulation on the east side, I challenge anybody to find the spot where you can fish. It is a mystery. But that was the best they did at that time. Now we need to clean it up.
Very good. Good cool. answer. All right. Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that. I have a question about enforcement. I was discussing this with Rod Buckler, who, like I said, runs the Coho, one of your enforcement boats here. A couple weeks ago in one of the local papers in San Diego, there was an article about this, I'm going to call it like it is, a vigilante groups getting together and enforcing the MPAs and other laws along the coast. What are your feelings on that, and how do you guys look at that? Is DFW in favor of that? Are you going to discourage that? What's going to happen there?
Well, Pete, we absolutely find value whenever we have people who can give us information relative to violations. Those can come in via and call in or text a tip on your phone with the new application we have that we put out last year. And from my perspective as chief of enforcement, I think wherever we can get information for people violating relative to take of our resources, we want that information, and we look forward to that cooperative partner. I think where, from my perspective, where it gets a little bit concerning to me is when folks, you know, actually go up and make contact with people. That can get a little bit concerning. You never know who you're contacting. And, you know, our enforcement officers go through a lot of training to be able to do what we do. And to have members of the public going up and making contacts to people, with people, can be a little concerning. But as far as getting us the information relative to being a partner and protecting resources, I'm all for that.
Bart?
I agree with you. You know I'm on the same page with you, but sometimes it gets out of hand. I was on a research fishing trip. We had a special permit to fish in La Jolla Cove, and we were measuring and doing other research for calico bass. Pretty soon, the helicopter came over and the boats out there, because the people who don't fish were out there calling, you know, mayday, mayday, mayday. So sometimes for us, We were trying to help the resource, and here we get busted by people who don't have any sense of what we're doing. And for me, you know, I think we're the active conservationists. You know, I want my children to have more fish. I want my grandchildren to have more fish. I want anybody who poaches, I'm the first one to tell them about it. Some of us get annoyed with the people who don't fish kind of being vigilantes.
Yeah, and you know, I want to follow up there. I've used CalTIP many times. I think it's a great service. I think it's our responsibility as fishermen and conservationists to utilize CalTIP and report people that are poaching and damaging the future of our resource and our activities. But I do have a problem with, like, people out patrolling on boats, and I think that could, like Bart says, could get out of hand. So I'm not sure, from my standpoint, that DFW should encourage that behavior.
Well, so Pete and Bart, I'm with y'all that the original conservationists are this country's hunters and anglers, and the ability for Bart, you to be a leader like you are, is one of the most important steps to making sure our kids can enjoy the same things we've enjoyed as hunters and anglers. Pete, I reject the premise a little bit that the department is you know, fomenting or encouraging that kind of activity. The fact of the matter is the department can't literally police, you know, citizen activity and engagement. People have free choice. That said, there's a fine line, which I think Chief Best described well. On one hand, creating a structure that's objective and allows for information to come into the department while not encouraging and, in fact, trying to dissuade people of taking the law into their own hands. That's a fine line, and I think the department plays a pivotal role in communicating both directions about those goals, and we realize that, and I think your questions really go to us making sure we're talking about this topic in all communities so that we can have good stream of information but stop well short of people taking the matter into their own hands out on our waters.
Very well said. Yes, I agree 100% for sure. All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook Up coming your way. We're going to check in with Kitchen Support, take more of your phone calls, lots of great info coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all-inclusive and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information. Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right. Hey, if you ever wanted to learn to fly fish, have you ever heard about fly fishing in saltwater? Yes, the Big Blue Pond where the sun sets every day. Well, Double Haul Ball is coming up, and it's your best opportunity to learn. Come to the historic Long Beach Casting Club right here in Long Beach on Saturday, March 12th. That's a week from today for a full day of instruction on everything you need to explore the coast of Southern California with a fly rod. And I'm going to tell you something. Fly fishing in the surf is amazing, and everybody can do it, and everybody can catch fish on the fly, in the surf, and sometimes even better than conventional. Hey, the Long Beach Casting Club is at 5201 East 7th Street. They have demos on how to cast the flies, target the species, and inhabit local surf throughout the year. Learn about gear that you're going to need to use it. Get casting lessons. Enjoy music from Par Avion at noon, followed by the best-selling author and conservationist Captain Charlie Moore, who'll be speaking with Plastics in the Ocean. Everyone is welcome, and it's only a $5 donation that is requested at the door to benefit marine nonprofits. Hey, again, check it out. If you've ever wanted to learn to fly fish in the surf, this is your chance for $5. You just need to come to the Double Haul Ball. It's a week from today, Saturday, March 12th, from 9 to 4 at the Long Beach Class Casting Club. We want to thank the Federation of Fly Fishers Southwest Council for promoting fly fishing. They're doing a great job.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
XFRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, right.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Custom,
kind of
plus, and then San Diego.
I gotcha.
And then if you look at Richmond,
all right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. We're live here at the Long Beach Convention Center, the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Long Beach. Got a great crowd assembled here. If you want to join us, we're giving away a ton of stuff here. We've got a Shimano reel to give away still. We've had some flatfall jigs and Rapala lures, Williamson lures. Got a lot of AFCO clothing to give away. Passes on the three-quarter day trip to San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing on the daily double out of Point Loma. I mean, the list goes on. That's about awesome stuff we're giving away this morning. I want to thank all our sponsors for giving us this product to give away. So come on down. It's just free. Just come on down. Join us here. Meet the people that are running our fisheries here in California, the real heads, the guys that are really doing it. And I want to bring Carrie Wilson up, who does such a terrific job, and we should give her a big hand for all the things that she does in Western Outdoor News. Carrie is, of course, writes a column in Western Outdoor News, talks about, come on up to the, step up to the mic here, Carrie, and she does such a great job keeping anglers informed, and thank you for all your efforts, too. It's, awesome. It's really a terrific service you're
doing. Thank you. I'm happy to do it.
All right. So you have a kind of a little deal on the throw net, on the cast net.
Yeah. My understanding is the reason why we have prohibited use below Point Conception is because of the possibility of the capture of small lobsters. And so that's a, you know, it's a real concern. And so in order to protect and preserve those small crustaceans, that's the reason why
really?
They're prohibited.
That's it, huh?
Yep.
That's the only
that's
reason.
That's what I've heard.
Now, what about what if they were to set a limit of a cast net in deeper water where you're not going to reach the bottom? Like, say, offshore, you're... outside the kelp beds or something like that, mm-hmm. where you're not going to reach the bottom with that cast net?
Right. It might be a different story then.
Yeah.
But at this point, the way that the law is set, there's just no cast net fishing allowed below Point Conception.
And it's all because of lobster.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah,
wow.
So.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
That's a good answer.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Now we know, right? Indeed.
Yep.
Go ahead, Jordan.
I just wanted to say really quick, this is Jordan Traverso. I'm Deputy Director of Communications for the department. And Carrie also does our Q&A column weekly. If you email caloutdoors@wildlife.ca.gov, she can answer these kinds of questions all year long.
Ah.
In addition to that, she's also the face of the department here at the show. She gets all the volunteers set up for the show. She does a great, great deal of work here for the show, and so we really appreciate her in the department and just wanted to say that.
Absolutely.
Props to Carrie.
Yeah, props to Carrie. Absolutely. We really appreciate her efforts. Thanks for that. All right. Hey.
Pete,
yeah,
actually,
go ahead, Bart.
We all know Carrie because she's a rock star because of her Q&A in Western Outdoor News.
Yeah. Absolutely. And like Jordan said, you can Q&A her 724 on – is that through the DFW website?
Email
address. Okay, and which I'm sure she prints in her column on Western Outdoor News.
And we're working very hard. I really tried this year, and I failed. Next year, she's going to do a seminar on Q&A here at the show.
I promise. Very good. All right. Don is here from Woodland Hills. Don, step up to the mic. Thanks for joining us here at the Hyatt Regency. We sure appreciate you coming down for our live studio audience here. I want to thank all the people here at the Hyatt and, of course, Bart and everybody for hosting our show here once again this year.
Morning, John.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to this fine group this morning. For our fish and wildlife friends, first of all, I just want to say I really appreciate, as a lifelong California resident, what you do.
Thank you.
I know that you have a mission to accomplish, and it's not always favorable to some. So my question this morning has to do with the ocean enhancement stamp, and I think this was asked last year, but I never heard the answer. It may have come out. I believe it's only for Southern California, and if that is the case, why wouldn't we expand it to all of California, and where do the funds actually go?
Good question, Don. I'm going to ask Craig Schumann to help out here, which I also expect to kind of walk you through some peer review and kind of program analysis we're engaged in at the department, which is an important thing for me. I think it's appropriate for the department to look across its program areas and make sure we're getting return on investment and we're modernizing and making things efficient. Based on what we know today, Stafford described our regulations as one area we're doing that. And I think we're looking at other programs, and I'll ask Craig to kind of walk us through this one.
Great. Thanks, Chuck. Great question. So the Ocean Resources Enhancement and Hatchery Program, or what we call ORHEP, that was established in state law in 1983. So that's the enhancement stamp that all saltwater anglers need to purchase south of Point Arguello. Good question why it's not north of Point Arguello. We'd have to go back to 83 and think about, you know, what those state legislators were thinking back at that time. Those funds go into a dedicated account and are put towards the white sea bass hatchery that Hubs is administering down south. I know many of you have probably been involved in the white sea bass hatchery program, the grow-out pens, a lot of great angler involvement in that. Over the years, the program has released a couple million fish. We are in the process now of an independent scientific review to evaluate the efficacy of that program. Are those released fish contributing to the fishing population? So we know we've been seeing a lot more white sea bass coming in. Is that due to changing in ocean conditions? Is that due to the gill net ban that went in several years ago? Is that due to the hatchery? Some combination of the above. We want to make sure that your dollars are being spent in the most effective way, and that we're hoping to have the results of this review in about mid-2017.
So we've gone out and gotten some national experts, and, you know, we're a department that must make our decisions on science. So we've asked this panel of scientists to kind of do the review, and we'll be transparent with the results, and we expect to pretty actively engage with you and the community on where we go from that after the review is done. One thing that's important to note for all the readers, there's no direct connection between the program Craig just described and the kind of parallel Rose Canyon aquacultural proposal that some of y'all may be watching down here. I suppose there's an indirect connection to the extent the operator for each is kind of the research institute at Hubs. But over on the Rose Canyon side, that's happening under a bunch of other regulatory procedures the departments will be reviewing and commenting, and it's proposed out in federal water, so you have a whole layer of rigorous federal review ahead as well.
All right, very good. Bart?
Okay. You knew there was going to be a controversial question, and often I ask it, and this is the one right here.
Here we go.
Bring it on.
Most of us here, I would say virtually all fishermen in Southern California, respect and applaud everything Hubs has done.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that some of the attacks on Hubs recently are coming from people who simply want us to stop fishing, who don't want hatchery programs at all. And I'm just hopeful that the scientific panel that is assembled represents all spectrums. One of the young men that works for me is a marine biologist, a doctor, and he fishes. Those are the kind of people I hope look at this issue, because if they don't, we're going to be behind the eight ball again as anglers. So,
an incredibly important comment and appropriate observation, Bart. So we contracted with the University of California Sea Grant Program, and this committee is comprised of 9 nationally recognized authorities, each of them kind of slotting into a specific scientific discipline, and we're going to let them do their work, then we'll see what we're going to share it. this is not unlike hard conversations you and I have had on our inland side. Look, frankly, the department inland has run a hatchery program forever. But it wasn't until the 90s or 2000s that we started to ask ourselves at what unintended consequence might that operation be having. So we took ourselves through an environmental review. We looked at the pros and cons of planting fish like we were relative to our mission of also preserving native species. It wasn't easy, but we now, on the backside of that, have a much more scientifically rigorous, data-supported program to do our inland hatcheries in a way that keeps opportunity alive. And except for fiscal reasons, we're kind of getting back to the production levels in the east side counties we saw pre-hatchery litigation, but also more respectful of our native flora and fauna where hatchery fish and other species interface. We're taking a similar approach on this question. We need the data. We need to ask scientists to advise us, and then we're going to engage in a public dialogue.
Very good. All right. Thank you.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, including finding out what's going on the water. We got our fishdope.com report. Mark Wish standing by. Lots of great info. Again, if you want to join us in the second hour, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. The best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including a complete selection of accurate reels, including the ATD, Dauntless, Fury, and the exciting new Valiant 300, the ultimate small reel for big fish. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection, along with staff that has used the gear and knows your needs. Come see our best booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must for this year's Fred Hall Show.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing. With a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel, it has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler.
Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new, because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at sandiegocountyford.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.